Only if you're ready, 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 ready. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to Divine Enigma, a podcast that talks about how to navigate through the complexities of the workplace as a modern day professional, whilst also having a side hustle simultaneously. We appreciate all of our audience members for taking some time out of their day to tune into another episode and look forward to providing you all with some value through our show today. My name is Sarah, and I'll be your host for this podcast. This podcast will be available on all platforms where you can find podcasts, including Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts. Today, we're going to be talking about the differences between cost planning and cost control. Now, I spoke about cost planning and cost control in one of my earlier episodes about project management, and I think it was to do about how to juggle multiple priorities, but basically really understanding the difference between cost planning and cost control. So let's get into it. Before we dive into this topic, let's have a quick definition of each. So cost planning refers to the process of estimating the cost of a project before it starts. It involves breaking down the project into smaller components and estimating the cost of each component. So if you think about any project that you're starting, you need to see that, okay, let's take a project in mind. Like, for example, we want to build a house. I always use a house, but a house is a very easy project to think about, because with a house, you have to do one thing before you get to the next. So for example, if I'm going to build a house, the first thing I'll need to do is first seek out land. Is the land that I'm going to build a house on, you know, worthwhile buying land? So if I'm going to look for land, I need to find out how much that land costs. Then the next thing is, the land is within my budget and it's in a good location. The next stage would be, we'll look at how much will it cost to build the foundation. So every single thing you do within the cost planning, you need to plan or budget around how much each element or each stage or each milestone, I guess, of that property being built is going to cost you. So before you get to one, you know, one milestone or one activity, you can't finish that activity until you get to the next one. And that type of project management methodology is actually called the waterfall method, which was a very traditional form of managing projects, and it worked very well when it came to building properties. Now there are so many methodologies, including Prince 2, which I've done an episode on before, and also there's the Agile PM, which is mostly used in project management delivery, such as introduction of APIs or IT systems. So generally, when we're thinking about cost planning, you will plan the cost for each part of that project. So the next definition is cost control. So on the other hand, this refers to the process of monitoring and controlling the cost of a project and its progress. This involves comparing the actual cost with the estimated cost and making adjustments to keep the project on track within budget. So for example, we got to the stage of the project and we now need to get cement. So we need to cement the boys' quarters or the outside of the land. Now, at the time, a bag of cement may have cost you $50 per bag for about 10 kilos of cement. But, you know, we're living in a cost of living crisis. You know, we've come out of the EU. Things have gone up. You know, everything around us is just not in our favor. So at the time, in 2022, a bag of cement was £50 for 2 kilos. And now that price has doubled and it's now £100 for 2 kilos of cement. So you're like, do I need to make that adjustment, or where can we kind of see that, you know, panning out within the project? So generally within most projects, so if we look at Prince 2, methodology projects, you tend to have at least a 10% buffer, which is a contingency budget for things like that. So you'll be controlling the cost and then you will try and estimate it. So a very good project manager, particularly if you're working in form in sort of the procurement side of project management, will try to get the best possible price. But we have to also consider the environment you're in and what things are now compared to what they were before and all the other elements that maybe the supplier is having to deal with for them to get to that price of being £50 a bag for cement to now £100 a bag for cement. So you just have to navigate that. Or if you don't want to do it in pounds, it might be in dollars. But whatever it is, you just have to make the adjustments and track that within your budget. So if that means you're going to go over budget, or can you afford to go slightly over budget to ensure it? There's also this element of Moscow, which is must have. I keep forgetting it. Must have, could have, won't have, can't have. You know, I cannot remember it. I'll bring out the Moscow theory, but Moscow basically measures how important each area of the project is. And I'm going to get it right for you because I'm doing this podcast quite organically. But the Moscow, let me see, the Moscow. Cost planning, and not Moscow as in Moscow the city in Russia, but Moscow as in Moscow, which must have, should have, could have, and would have. Yeah, those are the requirements. So basically, when you look at Moscow, particularly within Prince 2, but also I believe Agile PM also has this. When you look at Moscow, there are things that you must have. So if you really need to build this house or this property, you must have cement. Should have is, yeah, something you could have. You should have it, but it'll be a pain point if you didn't. Could have, it's nice to have, but if we don't have it. So a nice to have for a property that you're trying to build would be to create a garden area, you know, for us to enjoy the outside and the luxury and bushes, but maybe there's not enough money at the moment and won't have, like, as in won't have for this time. So for example, you might want to get a swimming pool in that property, but there's no budget for the swimming pool because obviously the cement price has gone up. So you can put it on your list of something that we won't have this time, but maybe down the line when we have more funding, or, you know, our sales go up, we can then decide, let's have that extra swimming pool in the property. But that's literally what cost control is. And that's the difference between cost planning and cost control. Okay, so now that we have a basic understanding of cost planning and cost control, let's dive into it a little deeper into each one. So let's first talk about cost planning. So cost planning is a critical step when it comes to construction project management processes. So I would also say with any project that you're working with, not just construction or building, you need to really, you know, look at how much you are spending on each item. Because if the project sponsor comes back to you, or, you know, the project board comes back to you and they're asking you, you know, you want us to do all these things, but it's costing us a lot of money. A good project manager will always come back to the project sponsor or the project board and literally just say, look, we need to be really aware of what is going on with this costing. And if the project board are prepared to spend the extra money. So it's very important as a project manager, you really are very aware of your cost planning and making sure that you are looking at each cost of every item that you are spending. So it starts with a detailed assessment of the project scope. So with every project, you are given a scope, what's in scope, what's out of scope. If it's not in scope, it's something that you have to think about, but you need to stick to the scope of the project, because if you don't, it then becomes an issue of having scope creep, which is something that we don't want in a project, because it means that you as a project manager are not reining in the project and making sure the deliverables are being met and the requirements of the project as well. You need to follow a breakdown of the project into smaller components, like I said, and this will allow the project team to estimate the cost of each component, taking into account factors such as the material, the labor, the equipment, and the overhead costs. So these are things that you really have to consider when you are thinking about your cost planning. The goal of cost planning is to provide an accurate estimate. So an estimate is not going to be the exact price, but you have in your idea roughly how much every item is going to cost. So at least if we're about maybe, I don't know, you have a margin of about 10 to 15%, that's something that's not too bad, because we kind of have an idea what it's going to cost. And it can be then used to develop a budget. And a well-executed cost plan provides a clear understanding of the resources required to complete the project and helps to identify potential cost savings or areas where additional funding may be needed. And that's something for you to really think about when you're planning the cost of any project you're working on, whether it's a construction project, an IT project, a project to build a new change management system, an HR system, whatever it is. You just need to make sure that you understand how much everything is going to cost. So, right, let's talk about cost control. So cost control is an ongoing process that begins once the project is underway, and it involves regular monitoring of the actual costs against the estimated costs. So if you had a spreadsheet, and I think you just got to be quite imaginative whilst I'm explaining it, so try to put this picture in your mind. If you had a spreadsheet, for example, your own personal budget, let's think about cost control as your own personal budget. So you might have a budget in mind that are going to be your fixed costs and your variable costs. So your fixed costs will probably be things like your rent, your utility bills, your council tax, what else is a fixed cost? Yeah, so your rent, your bills, your council tax, your TV license. Like certain things will just be fixed costs that don't generally, water rates, they tend to kind of stay the same. And if they're going to change, generally you're normally given that notification from the provider of those services that your price will change. But generally those are fixed costs. So we know like exactly how much we're going to pay for each item. Now there are variable costs. So for example, variable costs could be things like going out to eat or buying food. So for example, 1 month you can end up spending like, I don't know, £300 a month on food. But the next month it might just be £100. And that may be for different reasons. So for example, the month that you spent a lot of money on food could be a month where you have gone out for dinner a lot more often with your partner or your family, or it was someone's birthday, or there was an event and you just ended up paying more that particular month. But then your general cost for your groceries might be 100. You might end up going to the supermarket and just eating in and eating the food that's at home. So those are kind of like variable costs. Variable costs could be also things like, I'm just trying to think of something that could go up and down in price. The only thing I can think of at the moment is food, but that's a good example of something that is a variable cost. And it's something that you would have to, I guess, regularly monitor, and you will need to make the adjustments as necessary. So when you're doing cost control, you just have to have this awareness in your mind that things can go up or down in price. So if I'm going back to the example of the cement, the bag of cement costing £50 or $50, and now, you know, the following year it's increased to $100 per bag. It's just for you to have the awareness that can we make those adjustments, because it's something that we need to have in order for this project to be delivered. This allows the project team to identify any potential cost overruns early and take the corrective actions to keep the project on track and stay within budget. And it's very important that you're really aware of that. So cost controls requires ongoing collaboration between the project manager and the team, or it could be a construction team as well, and the client. The project manager must regularly review the project budget and actual costs and make recommendations for changes to the budget or the project scope as needed. The team, or whatever team we're working with, it could be the project team, must also be aware of budget and track their costs carefully to ensure that the project stays within budget. Now, I have a personal budget that I'm looking to work on, and it's working in a construction project that I'm going to be working on in another country. And it's going to be a very big project I'm taking on. And with my project management skills, I'm hoping I can manage this project quite considerably well. But the issue I have, because it's in another country, I'm going to need to get a project manager in that country to help manage that project for me. And me as a project manager who likes to take control, it's going to be quite difficult. But also with the fact that I have my project management skills, I'll know the right questions to ask to ensure that that project that I'm going to be working on internationally is something that I can keep on track. It's not a project that I'm working on with an organization, just my own personal project. But I feel like with the skill set that I've earned over the years and received over years as a project manager, I can easily translate those skills in my everyday life to deliver projects that I have of my own. So in conclusion, cost planning and cost control are two critical components of construction project management. But even if it's not construction project management processes, it's just generally within project management as a whole. You need to understand your cost planning and your cost control. So cost planning provides an accurate estimate of the total project costs, while cost control manages the actual costs and makes adjustments as needed to keep the project on track and within budget. So your planning is the estimates, you get accurate estimates, and the actual cost control is when the estimate may change. An estimate is closest to the amount that you're going to pay. So you just don't get it confused, because you may say to the hairdressers, like, let me tell you something, and to try and make it as simple as possible. You might go to the hairdressers, I knocked my mic there. You might go to the hairdressers and you might say to the hairdressers, oh, I'm going to spend $50 on my hair or £50 on my hair, whatever the case may be. And the hairdresser will say, cool, $50. But when she starts your hair, or where he starts your hair, you might be like, he might be like, or she might be like, oh, your hair has this issue, it's quite dry. So even though we had estimated your hair to cost $50 or £50, it's actually going to cost £70 because we found that you have a dry scalp issue, or your hair is a lot drier, so you need a deep conditioning treatment, which is going to be very intense because of the quality or the condition of your hair. Are you prepared to pay that? Now, as a customer, you might say, oh, but I have a budget of $50 or £50. But for you to get the quality of delivery in terms of how you want your hair to be, you may end up going over your budget by an extra $20 or £20 and end up paying $70 or $30 or more, or $80 for your hair. So the estimate is not always going to be the amount that you pay. And that's just the difference that you have to understand between the cost control and the cost planning. So both cost planning and cost control require close collaboration between the project manager, the project team, and the client to ensure the success of the project. Okay, I hope I made this really clear. I try to make these podcasts a lot more easier for you to understand. But yeah, that's it really. So please follow me on all platforms where the podcasts are uploaded. Thank you for listening to Divine Enigma. And if you got to the end, this is a safe place for project managers and professionals to give you the tools and tips on how to navigate the complexity of being neurodiverse in the workplace. See you next week.